We need to get to Adrian Dodoro from the Bombers. Draft night tonight is, well, it's night two of the draft after night one, of course, last night. And the Bombers got their man, got the one, and they were thinking about it, maybe just getting rid of pick four and cashing in, but they didn't do it. And they ended up with Elijah Sattas, who we spoke to a couple of weeks ago, who is now a Bomber from the Oakley Chargers. Let's find out how happy Adrian is about that. Adrian, good morning.
Morning, Half. How are you, mate?
I am very, very well. How's yourself after round one?
Yeah, no, good, and excited about tonight, so ready to get into it.
So talk us through what might have unfolded last night. All the speculation was, and you can clarify it for us, was that four was on the table and they were jumping out of trees to try and get access to it. How close did you get to parting ways?
Oh, I wouldn't say it was close, but because we'd kept our cards fairly close to our chest with what we were doing with the picket, it probably created a little bit of interest with other clubs. So we did get some calls and we got some offers, but we weighed it up and we felt that to lose Elijah for what we were being offered probably wasn't going to work for us, so we decided to take him, which was I think the best decision for the club. But we were genuine in looking at offers, because that's what you do now. You've got to be open-minded, and it just fell that way.
Why don't we, this is a bit of a broader question, why don't we see more teams split the two for one in the early part of the draft?
Why don't we? That's a good question. I think because history says that, if you do your analysis of every draft, that the percentage of success, is far greater. I think that's the bottom line. I think we live in a world where we look at all the points and how they add up and what they tally, but also it's important to look at the quality of player and the success rates of players. And that's just our game and the way it is. The history of it tells you that if you want to play the percentages, pick early.
Yep. And so you did that and you got Elijah. What was it about him that really captivated you and made you make sure that he was in your colours last night?
Oh, look, he's 186, 7 centimetres. Very confident young man, but he's got explosive speed. He just bursts out of the front of stoppages. He's a little bit different to what we've got on our list at the moment. He really compliments us, we think. He can play inside. He can also play on a wing. We could probably play on a half-back flank at a pinch as well. Like, he only played 6 games this year and won the best and fairest at Oakley. So he's a highly talented player, and he just turned 18 not long ago. So, he's got everything, but the hard work begins for him.
Was it always him? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Whitey. How are you?
I'm good. Was it always him?
I think it's fair to say that we, I think once North locked into what they were doing, all those guys at the top end, I think everyone had them on the board. I think the next sort of, 7 or 8 players. To be honest, we really did look at Mateo Philippou. He's another guy that we thought really could have helped us as well. But at the end of the day, you can only pick one. You can't have them all. We went with Elijah.
Because that's the intrigue, going back to Half's thing about splitting picks and all that sort of thing. I would imagine that you're sitting there trying to work out, okay, if we were to split them and we got 10 and 16 rather than 4, you're thinking, well, we could get Philippou at 10, which, and then we'll see what we get at 16, but there's a risk to that. So you kind of, as much as it's tempting, I would imagine that you go, well, we might just stay with 4. Is that sort of the conversations you had?
100% correct. And not only us, but all the clubs do an amazing amount of work. So the offers that were coming in for us weren't going to get a supplier that we were, that we wanted to get, that we thought was going to be at a certain level. So we didn't want to be past a certain point in the draft.
Yes.
So had the pick have come in, at a certain point, we probably would have taken the deal. But it was just outside of where we wanted it to be. And as it fell on the night, it was absolutely 100% spot on that the deals that came our way probably weren't going to benefit us.
Yeah, and you touched on that also about the professionalism of all the clubs now. You've been in this for a long time now. It feels like it's harder to sort of get the one through, the sneaky one through in the top 10. compared to in the past, even when you look at phantom drafts and all the things that it all kind of goes to script.
Yeah, it does. It just seems that that's happening more and more so. I think it's because I think, you know, so we get so much information, you know, that's presented to us as clubs. And, you know, I know when I first started, you had, you know, VHS tape. And you'd, you know, now, you know, you've got social media platforms. You get so much information. And the clubs are so heavily invested in psych and fitness reports and interview processes and what have you. And at the end of the day, the talent picks itself. What will be interesting is tonight when it opens up. So that'll be an interesting scenario for us.
You may or may not be aware, Adrian, there's been winds of change at the Bombers in the last sort of 6 months. Got a new coach as well popping in to say good day. What involvement did Brad Scott have, if any, in the conversations leading up to last night?
He was involved. He's been fantastic. Obviously, come from the AFL, he knew all the kids really well, and his input was invaluable. He's been fantastic.
I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with Elijah. What about tonight? What's the strategy tonight? Are you happy to go in with 25, 49, 54, 59, or are you going to play some games and try and upgrade or push them back and do whatever you need to do?
No games. We'll see what happens. And like anything, I think tonight you'll see a lot more, I think a lot more movement, although there was some fairly good movement late last night. But I think tonight there'll be some movement. You know, we've got a situation where we've got the Davey twins that we think will come onto our list by the end of the night, which is exciting for us. So we'll just sit back and wait to see what happens there. But so we're a little bit hamstrung in what we can do tonight, to be honest. But it should be a really exciting night for the Essendon Football Club.
How different is it with, just going back to the Brad Scott thing, now a new coach comes in with a different philosophy only a couple of years after Ben, is it? For you as a list manager, how tricky is that? Or is it more, it's not just about one person in Brad Scott as he looks at how it all unfolds?
Well, Brad's an experienced coach. He's been around the block a lot and he's been at the AFL. So it's actually really refreshing to get a different view from someone who knows what he's talking about in terms of young players, because that's what he was working with over the last couple of years. Look, you know, but at the end of the day, it's an inclusive process at Essendon, and I think at most clubs, it's not about one person making a decision. It's about, you know, the list management team and the recruiting department, you know, working together, you know, and working with, you know, your senior coach and coming up with a consensus. That's what everyone is doing these days. I think, you know, there's so much analytical information, but, you know, that's presented to us, that it's really, really important that we're held accountable to what the club needs or what's in the best interest of the club. So, you know, and senior coach is vitally important to that.
Who's the best kid in the draft? Would you have taken Ashcroft or Cadman at one?
Personally?
Yeah.
I think Ashcroft is the best player in the draft. And but I can understand why GWS did what they did. You celebrate the boy that they wanted, and that's more than reasonable. But, geez, I think Brisbane supporters will be absolutely licking their lips when they see this kid. He's a star, and to get two first-round draft picks last night, they hit it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, I think they've had a good sort of off-season and draft. For this point in time, anyway, the Brisbane Lions. When the phone rings, Adrian, in the little world you live in there in the box at Etihad, wherever you are, the Marvel, who's the number that you see has come up on your screen and you think, oh, bloody hell? Is it...
No, there's none of that. Actually, all the guys are terrific. I think, you know, there is a really good relationship with everyone. It's very professional, and there's none of that, I can assure you.
Oh, no. Who paid for dinner last night? Anyone? Did Brad pay for dinner?
The AFL put on some sausage rolls, and, you know, so that was nice of them.
See, that really branched out.
No, but we'll hit him up tonight, Brad. He had a big smile on his face last night, so... we'll hit him up tonight, I think.
Well, you had a smile too after Elijah became a Bomber. And, of course, the Davey twins, as you say, chances are they'll be in red and black by the end of tonight as well for the rest of the AFL draft. To check it all on Fox 40 from 7 p.m. We appreciate your time, Adrian. Good luck. Go get them.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. See you later.
Adrian Dodoro, list manager, the boss from the Bombers.